Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone.
Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News for Monday, the 31st of October. All the technology news from the previous weekend in around 5 minutes.
Oh, that hurts.
So UK ISPs have signed up to a code of conduct. Four of the biggest UK ISPs, BT, Sky, TalkTalk and Virgin Media, have all signed up to the deal, saying that they're going to give people more awareness as to child safe content on the net. They're going to educate parents and make sure that they know what to do and how to do it and where to do it. Jolly good. Ed Vasey said, "I'm pleased to see the industry is taking action to help parents protect their children online. The new code of conduct is a real and practical step to ensuring households make a choice about parental controls." Very good, Ed. Well done. The UKHP boss, Paul Hunter, has said that he's very relieved that they're going to carry on making computers. He said the decision to keep the personal computer system with the whole of HP is a welcome one. And while I was very confident in our ability to thrive and grow, should the business plan be spun out to separate companies or even sold, I'm pleased we'll remain closely integrated for a number of reasons. The debate as to whether they're going to shut down WebOS is still going on, though. The latest reports say it's off, but someone was on American News the other day saying that it's definitely going to stay. We'll have to wait and see. You could be having a long-running soap here. Google TV is getting Honeycomb and Android Market apps. Yes, it's coming to the UK as well, and you're going to have all of that by the time it hits, allegedly. What it's doing is it's spinning it off to third-party developers via the Android Marketplace, and it's going to allow a whole load of other stuff to come on the TV application and hopefully boost its popularity, because at the moment, it's got zero appeal for when it comes anyway. YouTube has announced 100 original channels. Madonna, Jay-Z, WWE, oh, that well-known thespian group, and Reuters are going to provide original content for you to watch. There's going to be a whole pile of stuff on there, all brand new, all just for YouTube as well. And YouTube have pledged to invest $100 million in the content, so someone's getting a big payout. Rim has hit further trouble because it's now into bargain basement sales. It's offering out a 2-for-1 on playbooks. You buy one, you get one free. You know what I mean? You can get them if you get a decent price. Maybe it'd be worth it. But you're also going to get a 6-foot HDMI cable, which could swing the deal. Come on, be fair. In Apple news, Apple engineers have contacted iPhone 4S users about the battery drain. They've come to them and said, what's going on? Why is it happening? Where could it be? There's a lot of suggestions that it's something to do with a bug in the location services. And if that's the case, then hopefully it should have a fix out pretty soon. Siri, we know that works on a lot of other iOS 5 devices, but none of them have been talking to the Apple servers. One developer has done it, Stephen Trouton Smith. He's worked out how to do it by going through some stuff that he won't tell anyone about. He said if he was to put a post up on it, it may anger the hive, unquote. Oh dear, that's not good. And Apple retail stores are going to allow self-service checkouts. Yes, you know the ones that we've got at the supermarket where you have to be authorised if you're over 25 for purchasing alcohol, which they don't know the real age is 18, I'm sure. Then they'll all come into Apple Store. Unfortunately, it won't be a MacBook Pro that'll be able to swipe and go with. It's only going to be for the accessories. So they could start losing a pile more of those. Samsung is introducing a flexible display in its devices next year. There's a picture of it on Ars Technica, and it's pretty stunning, I've got to say. It looks fantastic, it hopefully performs fantastically, and what they're going to do with it, because if it's coming in a device, it's bound to actually fold, I would hope. Google's expanded its Google Plus services. There's more reason to go there now than ever. It's actually got a photo editing suite. Well, you're going to say, hang on, it was already there anyway. Yes, it was. But the thing is, this is a lot more powerful. Previously, all you could do was crops and levels and that kind of stuff. But this thing's got an Instagram-like filter system within it and also a whole load of other changes that you can make. It's worth a look, if nothing else, because it's free, of course, which is exactly what Analog should have done instead of charging a fortune. The surprise news, and something that's going to make Sarah Gray very happy, is that Ubuntu is going to come to phones and tablets. At their community summit, there's been a suggestion that they're going to come out. Allegedly, Mark Shuttleworth, Ubuntu founder, is going to start the event with a keynote that says he's going to make it open for phones and tablets. Wouldn't that be special? We'll have to talk about that on Thursday, I think. And Lara Croft is 15 years old this week. Yes, I know she looks good, but she's only 15 years old. Be careful, you old men out there. She started in the Tomb Raider 15 years ago, 1995. Good grief. Well, that's 15 years ago. Oh no, I'm old. I'm really old. And finally, apparently, the more ebooks you download, the heavier your e-reader becomes. Professor unpronounceable Polish sounding name from Berkeley University has said that each additional book that you download to an e-reader does increase the mass of the e-reader ever so slightly. Now, you're not going to notice the difference, but the professor has calculated that 4 gigabytes of books has a mass. It's 1 billionth of a billionth of a gram. It's about the size of a single virus or a DNA molecule. Lovely. Glad I know that now, aren't you? If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again on Wednesday with a roundup of the previous 48 hours news as normal. Service has resumed. I'm back. And we'll have the big show on Thursday night, and we'll have the Mac show on Friday and the photo show on Friday as well as. Hope you have a great week. I know I'm looking forward to mine. Thanks for listening.